Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that
Check, check, one. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. Oh yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is kind of the unofficial official kickoff of our Halloween season 2023, mm-hmm. Kind of technically.
I'd say so.
You could put it that way. And we're playing some Finch because you'll hear we did an interview with Neil.
We did.
And we actually spoke about Finch in a Halloween episode.
Yes. But full circle.
Full circle. Quick, funny story about Finch, which we were supposed to see them bamboozle in.
We were.
So bummed out. We couldn't because it got canceled, but this is, I looked it up, 2002 Warped Tour.
Okay.
And I was working at Safari Golf, Staten Island.
Okay.
And there were a couple of guys, two guys, one guy, I remember his name, Mike, the other one, I can't remember his name. I was trying to think of it. And they were talking about Warped Tour and they were going and they asked me to go and they're like, do you want to go? I was like,
obviously.
Fine. But they didn't know.
Who, you know.
So I'm like, fine, I'll go, right? And we go, and Finch comes on stage, like they go to play.
Right.
Like, we've never seen Anthony Knights before. To me.
Yeah.
After Finch.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, we've never seen something like you before in our lives.
That's so funny. They had no idea who you were.
No idea.
They didn't know that persona side. Of
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, they're like, I don't even know what to say.
That's so funny.
But, yeah. So they were big Finch fans, and I liked them too. So nice. We made sure to see them, and it was funny, yeah. But yeah, and I looked it up. 2002, they played the Warped Tour, and I think they played it again years later. But
right.
Anyway, that's
aging yourself there.
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
Way off topic of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
But we interviewed Neil.
We did.
And he tells us all about Halloween Express, The store that he wound up owning.
Yes, back in the day.
Which is a crazy story.
Yeah, because now it's like, what are you talking about? It's not Spirit Halloween. And we talk about that too. And how Spirit Halloween took over the world.
Mm-hmm. And we get into a lot of it in the interview. But it's cool because obviously we're big into Halloween and haunted house and all that stuff. And we've had all different types of haunted house Halloween people on our podcast. But never a store owner.
Yeah. And when he mentioned that he was one, we were like, oh my goodness, that's, I didn't even think to be like, oh, we should talk to, let's see how it's run.
I know. And I feel like some of the things we like kind of just assumed. Knew from knowing, from assuming, but other things like no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's cool. And how did we get Neil on his podcast? How did it happen?
The way we always wished for.
Yes.
He just happened to be a listener of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached out to us like, Alex, you're the best. I could do without Greg.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Pretty much.
But I used to own a Halloween store, and I'd love to talk about it. And we were like, we would love to talk with you about it.
Exactly. We were just as or even more excited to get that message and reach out and set this up than he was.
Yeah.
And that's it. We always say, listen, hit us up. Talk to us. We love to hear from you guys. And he did. Mm-hmm. And look at that. Within like days he
was
on it,
and
for sure we made it happen more because it was the theme of the topic and
perfect,
stuff and you know, if he was like, hey, I run a Christmas drive through
it's
like,
would have waited a little
bit. We'd have been like, yeah, we definitely want you on, thank you, but you know, just wait till that
the season
but so cool, and it's so awesome that he reached out, and I feel like there's other people out there who listen and haven't hit that DM yet.
So like, I wanna, you know what it is, it's just gonna take a certain episode or a certain topic or a certain thing we talk about, and they're like, I have to weigh in on this.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. And that's what happened with Neil. He said he's been listening for months, and This was his, like, that's it. I got to reach out. And I'm so glad he did.
Me too.
So, and he's super cool. And he used to live in Jersey, and now he'll tell you he lives in Florida, but right. he is planning on coming back to New Jersey to do a haunt.
Yes.
And one that we haven't done yet. And
I know, it's just so crazy.
We are going to do this year, yeah. for sure.
Like, we have to now.
Yeah, and it's weird because I've heard of it. I have.
Me too.
I don't know why we never got around to it, but I guess we were just waiting for... No, but I mean, it's drivable, so okay, yeah. But I guess we were just waiting for the opportunity to do it with Neil.
Yes.
So hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah, and that'd be cool.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But yeah, so check it out. Here's the interview, and it's cool. It's awesome, and it's pre-Spirit Halloween days.
Yes.
Which makes it that much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre, I mean, not internet, but kind of internet.
Yeah, but pre, all right, we're buying everything on the internet.
Yes. And it's so, like catalogs.
Yeah, exactly.
The good old days.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's it. And then, I mean, you'll hear about the Finch bot. That's really early. So
yeah.
That's why we started the episode with that.
Right, right.
But I don't know, anything else before we get into the interview?
Happy Halloween in
yeah,
September.
In September. I like the happy Halloween in August
Me
better.
Too. I like it happy Halloween in March.
Yeah, all year round.
That's right.
But... I don't know. We're kicking it off. That's it.
We are. Oh, quick. And then we could really kick it off. I just saw a thing today. It was an article. And it was why we should normalize decorating for Halloween mid-September. I was mid-September? I was in my head, wait, we didn't decorate yet. I feel like we're late.
Oh, it's so late.
So we're usually so up late. By the first week of September.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We usually get back from whatever vacation we go on when, in August. And then we... get our decorations up.
Yeah. ASAP. And we do it more because we're so depressed about coming home.
It's something to look
from
forward
our
to.
Yearly annual vacation that we take once a year.
Yeah.
And it's at least, all right, let's just get into it and be happy again.
Exactly. I feel we actually have our dragon out back and I'm I want to bring it out front, but we have to mow the lawn and make sure everything's set right. So.
But within the next week and a half, we're going to be house inside and out decorated.
Yes, and you will see it on our Instagram because I will be sure to post it.
For sure.
Yeah, but I just saw that and I'm wait, when do people decorate? Why would I do all this work and put up all the decorations for 2 weeks?
I know.
But people don't put up as they put, things in the window,
Right,
we
right,
go
right.
a little extreme.
Yeah, we do. But whatever.
But there are people
who... post a picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's all.
Okay, real quick, one other thing. Yeah. And also, we're going to link it to this episode. But Neil has a buddy out in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And it's a Halloween store.
Yeah.
It's called Halloween Wholesalers. So the website, HalloweenWholesalersNJ.com. Mm-hmm. So we'll link that and check it out. And we're going to try to get there and visit it.
Yeah, because I'm very curious what a non-Spirit Halloween store looks like.
Mm-hmm. And his buddy Vinny owns it.
Yeah.
So let's try to talk to Vinny too.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And we'll see what the difference is of him owning one.
Then.
Yeah, now. 20 years ago.
Oh, that's funny.
When Neil owned the store. And today when Vinny owns one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll see the real competition that Spirit Halloween has against
him.
Yeah. So.
True.
All right. Well, I don't know. Anything else?
That's it.
Oh, by the way, final thing.
Okay.
He did say, Neil, that when he listens, that he laughs and was super funny. So he said, I'm funny, you're funny looking. That's what he said.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So,
I
mean.
Podcast.
Yeah, he said that.
Don't try to turn around.
I'm just going to. I mean, we didn't have time in the episode, in the interview, to put
I
that
did
in.
Ask.
So.
Right.
I did
ask at some point how he felt about your 200 thank yous.
Yeah.
And he answers my question.
All right. So let's play it and people can hear it.
Enjoy it. Goodbye.
All right. That's it. Well, thank you all for listening. Really, really, really appreciate it. And we'll be back next week we're jumping right in. Halloween is here. It's upon us. It started. So that's that. And that's all. So go check out Vinny's store out in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And go see what he's got going on over there.
Yeah.
The Halloween Wholesalers. And until then, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex.
All right. So thank you all for listening. Hit us up. Let us know if you want to come on the podcast, talk about anything. We're game.
Yep.
And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new Halloween episode. The 2023 season is upon us. And in the past, we've had haunt owners, we've had scare actors, we've had paranormal investigators, and today we add to the list a former Halloween store owner right here in our hometown. So this is something that we are super passionate about, as we make many trips to many Halloween stores pretty much every other day, if not every day. So today we're joined by Neil, who not only owned a Halloween store out here, but he's also a listener of our show.
Yeah.
So Neil, welcome to Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex.
Thank you. Happy to be on. I've been listening to you guys for several months now and excited to be on and talk to you guys.
That's great.
So cool.
We appreciate that. And we got to start this off. We got to ask, how'd you come across our podcast?
So I saw it on Facebook. It was around the Bamboozle time. And I can't remember whether it was like the Bamboozle group or the New Jersey pop punk group, but you had posted something about the podcast. You had an episode about Bamboozle, and that was a whole crazy thing.
Yeah.
It was my first trip up in 4 years to New Jersey. I didn't buy tickets, but I did end up going. I still went up for the weekend and ended up going to the show in Philly, the Finch show in Valencia.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I saw it. I saw you post it and been listening to it ever since.
Awesome. Appreciate that. That's so cool. And how was that Finch show? Because that's one of the bands that was like top three for me to see at Bamboozle.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, it kind of worked out well for me. I mean, I really feel bad for everybody that bought tickets. Hopefully everybody got their money back. But Finch and Valencia were really the two bands I wanted to see for the festival.
Okay.
So when they got announced at one show, I was like, well, instead of being in a music festival all day, I can go to one show in Philly, which is closer to me. Nice. I was like, that's kind of a lot easier for my travel. So.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear some positive stories out of the Bamboozle then.
Definitely.
Probably the only one.
Yeah, but that was craziness. And actually, there was just a Blue Ridge Festival. I don't know if you heard about that. And that was kind of a, goodness. Yeah. Crazy.
Hopefully, when we were young, doesn't have any issues like that.
Yeah.
In October.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know if you heard last year, the first day was actually canceled of it due to high winds. And then, but other than that, it was
festivals
successful.
Festivals are not having good luck right now.
But anyway, we're here right now, for your Halloween store that you had. We're super interested in that.
Yes, definitely.
So we have some questions for you, if that's okay.
I am ready.
All right. So first of all, where exactly was that located?
So it kind of moved to a couple different places. I guess I could tell you like how I started. Do you want to get into that, or you want to know about where it was first?
All right. So how'd you get started? Let's start from the beginning.
I was in college. And needed a job, and I'm dating myself a little bit, but I saw an ad in the newspaper for a Halloween store hiring temporary employees. I was like, oh, well, that'll be fun. You know, I needed a job, and it was close to where I was living at the time in South Jersey. So I started working there. That was 2004. The next year, I became pretty friendly with the owner. It was a lot of fun working there. And the next year, I was the manager. After that, I finished, kind of put a pause on college at that point, and started working full time. But I still continued to work there for the next couple of years. Just, you know, worked there after I was done my other job. So after year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, after year 4, he offered the business to me. I was like, well, you know, that would be kind of cool. Like I could do that. I've always, you know, at that point I'd, you know, met him, and the other job I had working in an accounting firm was a small business as well. So, you know, I kind of was like, man, this would be something I'd want to do. I want to have my own business. Didn't really know what I wanted to do yet, or, you know, what kind of business I would want. But I was like, well, like, I know how to do this. Like, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of got into it. And it was definitely it was nice to be able to do it that way, because I already knew the business and, you know, I was able to get a little bit better price, because when you buy a business, you know, there's a lot of money and stuff you have to put out. Still was. And I really had to scrounge around to be able to make it happen. You know, I was able to get all the existing inventory, fixtures, store, you know, all that kind of stuff at a good price because it was all existing and ready to go.
Right.
So that's how I got into it. Those stores were located in South Jersey, like around like Cherry Hill, Marlton area, if you're familiar.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I was living at the time. Yeah, so I got the business, and my idea was like, well, you know, I can move this business somewhere else because that area was good. It's busy. But there's definitely like areas that I thought would be better, like areas that are a little more populated, like in North Jersey and stuff.
Right.
And also there was a lot of competition around there. It's funny because it wasn't really Spirit at that time. It was this company, Halloween Adventure. I don't know if they're still even around anymore.
No, I never heard of that. Yeah.
But they were everywhere. Their flagship store, it's still there because I was in Philly recently and I drove by it. They have this store called Masquerade. It's a year round Halloween store. They do, really? I think they do like, they rent costumes and stuff like that. Mm. But it's also like a regular Halloween store too.
Okay.
Anyway, they had a bunch of stores. So it was like pretty competitive. So I was like kind of driving around looking for different parts in the state and even like in New York and stuff to move the store. But I ended up opening it the first year in Turnersville, New Jersey, which is a little further south from Cherry Hill. Mm. It was again close to kind of where I was living at the time. So that's where we were. We were there for 2 years. We did okay. Second year wasn't as good as the first year because there was Spirit started popping up a little more. I guess I could have expected it because their flagship store, like you said, your episode is on the same road, the Black Horse Pike. It's just, you know, another 40 miles down the road.
Right.
So I started looking around. I went to North Jersey, went to New York, and I actually ended up moving it in year three to Connecticut. And we opened outside of Hartford, Connecticut. So that's where the store was year three. And we did pretty well. And then year four, I opened a second store in the same area.
Oh.
And then year five, I was, you know, all around that area. I could name the towns, but
right.
Unless you're around there, you probably know what they are, but all basically around that area. So we did 3 years, 3 years in Connecticut and 2 years in South Jersey.
Nice. Was that anywhere near the WWE headquarters?
Yeah, that's further south in Connecticut. No, we were up by Hartford. I think that's in like Danbury or something. I have heard of that. That's there.
That's so funny. Yeah. We stopped by the outside of that one time and took
like
some pictures.
By for some reason.
Yeah. That's so funny. And what was the name of your store called?
It was called Halloween Express.
Halloween Express. Okay. So is that what the previous owner had and you kind of just stuck with it?
He did. Yeah. It was like a franchise. Mm. So there was several. I mean, I don't think there's as many stores now. But at the time, you know, at that time there was maybe 150, 200 stores around the country.
Damn.
At that, you know, like that mid late 2000s time. But yeah, so I essentially bought the franchise from him and continue to run it.
Yeah. So cool. And what eventually made you like move on from doing these Halloween stores?
A couple reasons. I got engaged in 2011 and then we decided to move to Florida. Well, like we came to Florida like temporarily, like, you know, I was like,
right,
let's just go give this a shot. You know, we wanted to try something different. Like she had just graduated college. Mm. My fiance, now my wife, we're still together.
that's good.
She had just graduated college. We're like, all right, why not? Let's go do this. We had friends in Florida, so we came down here for a little bit and really, really liked it. And my idea was like, all right, well, I'll just move the Halloween store down to Florida. Like, that's where we're going to live. I'll just move it down there. Like, no big deal. I can move this thing anywhere. I already moved it to Connecticut. Like, why not Florida?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Then I just kind of decided. I found some other opportunities once I was here doing some other things. And then I just kind of made the decision, all right, I'm just going to sell this thing and move down to Florida full time and get into some other things. So that was kind of why.
Wow.
But it was fun. I mean, I definitely had a lot of fun doing it.
Do you miss it?
I don't say I really miss it. I'm kind of pretty happy with my life now and what I do. Yeah. But definitely, I'd say I kind of get nostalgic for it this time of the year.
Yeah.
And it's fun, you know, definitely interested in this conversation. It's going to be fun to kind of think about some of the stuff that I haven't thought about in a long time. Because it's been a while now. I mean, I sold that. That was over 10 years ago. So, you know, it's been a little bit.
And do you still hear from the previous owner? Do you guys still keep in touch and stuff?
Yeah, we do. He's actually in Florida now too. Everybody from New Jersey eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot earlier than most people.
So funny.
But yeah, we do still keep in touch, which is cool.
Cool, nice. And what kind of stuff did you sell in this store? Just basic, generic, like Halloween stuff, or was anything different? Or
I mean, I think pretty much anything you've seen in any Halloween store.
Right.
I think we always kind of had like a little bit larger selection than Spirit or Halloween Adventure did.
Right.
I tried always like when I was ordering, I tried to like pick out like some cool stuff, you know, like stuff I didn't see everywhere.
Exactly.
But yeah, you know, masks, costumes, decorations, props, all that stuff.
Cool. And where'd you get the stuff from? Just these magazines that would ship it to you?
So with the franchise especially, they had like this, they made it pretty easy for you because they had like a program or whatever where you go in and they had this like suggested order. But you got catalogs in the mail because this was a long time ago. Now everything's online. But you get the catalogs and you go through and you look at the costumes and order them from there. And there was like, you know, a handful of different companies that you buy from. And then, we got to go to a Halloween show every year.
Nice.
That was pretty fun.
Oh, man.
The first year was the best because it was actually in Vegas and they combined it with the haunt show. The haunt show was awesome. It was like all these like massive props. Like you'd see like Halloween Horror Nights, like just crazy stuff. So I feel like they only did it that one year because I think most people were just partying and doing other stuff. After that it was in Houston, which was not as much fun, but still pretty cool. Like it was fun going to the show and seeing all the costumes. And that was in January, you know, like you would do that like early. And then you'd place your orders like, you know, in spring and you'd start up in August.
Crazy. And then when you were setting things up in the store, did you have like did they have suggested prices for you to label it, or you kind of decided on your own what to set things for?
Everything had the pricing. That was another benefit of the franchise. But sometimes we would change the pricing, you know, based on, you know, like, oh, this is too expensive, this is too cheap.
Right.
You know, so we had the ability to change it.
Awesome. Oh, that's good. And then what happens with all the stuff that went unsold at the end of the season?
What do you think?
I mean,
I mean, you right in our house.
Halloween episode.
Pretty much. But these
same shit the next year, man. You just put it in storage. Yeah, and you put it back out.
That's what I'm saying. Like that must. Where do you store this stuff for an entire year?
You just pack it in boxes and put it in a storage unit.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the hottest selling items during those times in 2004, 2005, whatever?
Yeah, I was wondering this, actually.
Years you ran it?
It was always like weird things that you didn't expect. And it was always wild because whatever the people wanted, you couldn't get, right? Like, and I was like trying to remember a few things. Like, one thing I was probably like, it was before I owned it. It was like 2006, 2007, maybe. It was like Anna Montana, like, became a thing. And these, like, little girls were coming in asking for Hannah Montana. I'm like, what the hell is Hannah Montana?
That's hilarious.
So, you know, like Billy Ray Cyrus. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. You know, we were like go on Google because, you know, you can't, you know, you try to order Hannah Montana costumes, everything's sold out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, Spirit might be able to get a couple, Walmart can probably get them, but like somebody like us, you know, it's like almost impossible. You're at the bottom of the totem pole. But, you know, so what we would do in those situations, like, all right, well, let's go on Google, let's see what this girl looks like. And you'd like, okay, well, she has a blonde wig or whatever it was, like, let's pick out a blonde wig and like, what does her outfit look like? And we'd like pick stuff in the store and like put it like on an end cap and be like, so if somebody comes in asking for Hannah Montana, it's like, oh, here you go, we got this.
That was the kind of
thing you had to do, like, to be creative. And I think that's kind of what set us apart from like Walmart or Spirit, you know, like, because, you know, we tried to always do stuff like that and try to really like help the person, you know, find what they want. And that was really like the best part of the job. Like it was always fun, like, you know, when people got real excited about their costume and stuff like that.
Yeah. So funny. So yeah. And so what are your thoughts on Spirit Halloween? That
Spirit Halloween, it's funny because like I said, I listened to your episode and you said something pretty interesting.
Uh-oh.
You said that in 1999 there was only 60, I think it was 60 Spirit Halloween stores, now there's 1400.
<That's> crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't remember them like being like huge at the time. I remember like later on, maybe it was more regional. Maybe they were like bigger in Connecticut than they were like in South Jersey. Because remember, like in Connecticut, like I remember like when I actually like I took a couple of their locations where they had been before. Yeah, I mean they're just massive now. Like I don't know. Like I feel like people just now like I when I say like I had a Halloween store, they're like, oh, you did Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. It's like, yeah. I think they're just really like took over the whole thing.
I don't know when that happened. Like, I don't know. What was the point of just.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I feel like a few years ago.
I sold it, like, I guess in the last, I would say really like in the last like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know what caused just the takeover. Like, honestly, I think it was just the memes of like, oh, Spirit Halloween taking over, you know, all these places. And I don't know. I can't explain it, but
I don't know.
I think maybe just their sheer number of stores. Cause like, like we did the same thing. Like, you know, people still like to this day, my friends are back in the day. Like, you know, anytime there's a Spirit Halloween meme, they send it to me.
Yes.
Like we did the same thing. Like I would get in my car and I would drive around and I would look for things that close. When Circuit City went out of business, I was like, so where's all the Circuit Cities in New Jersey? Let me drive and see if any of those are good locations.
That's
see if they're great. Available. You know, we would do the same thing. But I think they just like, I think just from having so many stores and like being a large name, and they really, you know, I think that and just like the internet, like, kind of pushing out brick and mortar to begin with, I think it's really just cut a lot of the independent mom and shop stores. Cause even like, I remember like, you know, kind of towards the end, like a lot of them closing. We bought some inventory from some of them.
Crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. And was it hard to like rent out stores for like 2 months, 3 months, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like, it was weird because like you would, the franchise had a guy that like, if you paid him like $1,200 or whatever it was, like he like helped negotiate deals for you.
Yeah.
And the first couple of years I didn't use him, but then like later on, like, especially like when I moved to Connecticut, where it's like, all right, I don't like know anybody. I don't know this area. Like, it's good to have somebody that has some knowledge, even though I think he just looked at lists and emailed them. But
that's so funny.
But I mean, you know, you'd call these landlords and they'd be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Again, this is a while ago. I feel like now it'd probably be easier because they're like, oh yeah, Spirit Halloween. Right. Okay, yeah, you guys go into the empty spots. People know what it is. But I don't know. Back then, it probably wasn't as well known. There wasn't so many memes floating around. You really have to like explain like what it was, and you're like, well, you're only going to be there 2 months. Like, how are you going to make money? Like, you had to offer like pay these people to rent up front and all kinds of. There was all kinds of crazy negotiation stuff that went down. Yeah.
Wow. That's so funny. There's somebody out there asking for $1,200.
You literally could do that.
Yeah. How do I sign up?
That should be Greg's job forever. He should quit his job and do that.
That's great.
He's a master negotiator.
So funny. Yeah. And so is this something you would ever do again if the opportunity came your way?
No.
No. Been there, done that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm, like I said, I'm pretty happy with my life right now. Yeah. I'm like, what
good
I'm doing
you.
Now,
good,
completely
good.
Different industry. Yeah. But you know what I probably would do? Like, if I was to, like, go into retirement or something, I would probably work there. Because it is a lot of fun. Like, it's probably, being an owner is different. But, like, if I think back to, like, when I was an employee, it's definitely, like, by far the best job I ever had.
Oh, I believe
it's
that.
It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just said not long ago that I want to get, once our kids start school, I'm like, and they're only there, you know, a couple hours a week, I'm like, I want to go get a seasonal work at Spirit Halloween in the fall. I would love that.
It's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And did you ever, like, drive through the neighborhood and stuff and see props that you sold on people's lawns and all that? And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I remember one time, it was like before I owned it, this was because when you're owning the store, it's just like you have no time for anything.
But
when you're an employee, it's like, okay, well, like, you know you don't have as much, you don't have to go home and think about work, you know, you go home and party. Because I was young then. Yeah, I remember one time when I worked there, there was one customer, he would come in like all the time, and he was like, oh, you gotta come to my house on Halloween night. He's like, you gotta see everything.
So, no way.
Like, me and a couple of my buddies, like, we just went over there, and we were just like, we were literally just like hanging out with this guy. We're all like coming over, and they're like giving us beers, and we're just like hanging out and talking to them. It was really cool.
That's
so funny. And are you into going to any haunted houses and stuff like that? Or
I am. I didn't have as much time when I owned it, but I love going to haunts. I haven't done as many since I moved to Florida, but yeah, because they're just better up there. They really are. Down here we have Halloween Horror Nights. I think you guys did an episode of Halloween Horror Nights, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, we did.
I didn't listen to it. But it's cool. Like Halloween Horror Night, I don't know what your opinion of it is. It's cool.
Yeah.
But I like the smaller, like,
see? Yeah. Local that us too. Haunts
better.
We're the same
that's,
exact
that's
way.
That's the exact things we said on our episode. You pretty much summed an hour episode into like five words.
Sorry. Whoever's listening, still listen to the episode.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, just I don't get the walkthroughs. I don't get it.
I mean, listen, we love the production value and the scenes and all that stuff that they built. But it just wasn't scary. It wasn't, you know, it shouldn't have that, like, I don't know. Creepiness, like you said, yeah, that small haunt just feel of... Mm-hmm. of being scared and stuff. I feel like
there's so much more care like put into it, like with those local haunts that like in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the Northeast because there just really isn't much like that in Florida. I remember, you know, I met like people that have done haunts, like, you know, working at the store and everything. And it's like, you know, I remember the one guy telling me he like wrote out the whole thing, like he wrote out the scenes and like mm-hmm. he has his actors like, you know, like doing this at this point and doing this at this point. And Halloween Horror Nights is just a bunch of like 16-year-old kids that are, you know, just go in there and dress in costume.
Yes, right.
But yeah, we went, and I'm glad we did it, but I don't ever feel the need to have to go back there.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if we lived out there, we probably would, but to...
Yeah, there's one at Busch Gardens, too, and I live, like, very close to Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I don't know. We haven't done that one either, because, like, I don't know, because I went to the Halloween Horns, I was like,
Exactly. So, I don't know if you've been listening long enough, but when we do our Halloween episodes, we have a segment called Keep It or Kill It. Have you ever heard it?
No.
All right. So you got to go back to some of our older episodes. We have over 200 of them. So you can go back and listen to them. But we have a segment called Keep It or Kill It, and we kind of rapid fire things at you.
All right, let's go.
To tell us if you would keep it or you would kill it.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So Spirit Halloween.
Keep it. I hate to say that, but
all right.
I have shopped there.
Gotcha. How about online shopping?
Keep it.
All right.
Yeah. Convenience.
Party City.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Party City's not necessary. I think it's already killed anyway.
How about animatronics?
Keep it.
Yeah, love us too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love them. Chainsaws.
Keep it.
All right. Well, Alex doesn't agree so much, but
I hate chainsaws. Well, I hate chainsaws in haunts. I think they're overused. It's a whole. I'll go on a rant. You don't want to get me started.
No, you know what? I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
In haunts, definitely overused.
Yes, for sure.
How about this? Isn't really haunt related, but pepperoni on pizza. Keep that or kill that.
Pineapple.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Pineapple on pizza. Pineapple.
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah, sorry.
Kill it.
All right. Let's see if you answer this one. Keep or kill Greg or Alex?
Oh, I can't.
Okay.
That's not nice. That's like choosing a favorite child.
I know. I was kidding about that. But yeah, so we do that on our Halloween episodes, Keep It or Kill It. And we randomly bring it here and there.
Yeah.
Figured we'd
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Always fun, yeah. So any Halloween stores out there in Florida, like besides Spirit Halloween, that is out there, that's pretty much it.
No, actually there is. I hate to say it, I haven't been there, but there is a Halloween Express in Florida. It's one of the few that is left.
Oh, wow.
So funny.
It's about 45 minutes from me, and I should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think here it's mostly Spirit Halloween. I do have a friend of mine that is still in the business that has a store in North Brunswick. I don't know how far that is from you guys.
Not that far at all, actually.
You should check him out.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna see right now how far. Oh,
I don't have.
Oh, you don't have the GPS on your phone. Let me check my phone real quick. Let me see how far North Brunswick. Do you know, is there a online store for this or no?
Yeah, I believe he does.
Yeah.
It's Halloween Wholesalers.
So we should go check it out. Yeah, North Brunswick is not far from us at all.
Not at all.
We're gonna have to make a trip. Yeah, it's like 20 minutes from us.
Oh, cool. Yeah, go see my buddy Vinny. He's still doing it.
Oh, all right, cool.
We sure will. That's great. Yeah, that'll be fun. We love it. We took a trip to Home Depot the other day. Have you seen any Home Depots lately with Halloween?
Yes. I was there today. They have some good stuff.
That's funny. Yeah, we went yesterday.
No.
2 days ago?
Yeah, I don't know. Everything.
Whatever. One day this week recently. We were there. And Home Depot definitely stepped their game up with animatronics and Halloween.
Yeah,
I said I was there today. I was like, wow, they really got a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like as much as like we used to have. Like it's a big, I mean, it used to be just a couple things. They have like a whole section.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep. And what would you say is the biggest difference from like things that you sold, props or animatronics, from when you first started to today?
Difference? I don't know. I don't know if they're really that different. I think there's more places that sell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I think back when we were doing it, like the Halloween store was really the only place you could go to get props.
Yeah.
Whereas like we just said, like Home Depot has them now, and a lot of other places. Because usually, like you know, Walmart and stuff like that, they back in the day they wouldn't have much. And I feel like most a lot more places have like big props. I guess they know there's money in it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Even like Lowe's also has a
right.
Yeah.
Has a whole section. Yeah. This is cool though. This is all stuff that we've always wondered and wanted to know, and it's awesome that giving us the backstory on how all this works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a wild time. We definitely had some crazy stuff that went down. One time, you guys know like the Jason movies, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had Kane Hodder. He wrote a book.
Okay.
Right.
They emailed me and they're like, he'd like to come to your store and do a book signing.
No
like,
way.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Really?
It was great. Yeah. It was so much fun. Like it wasn't like a huge like turnout of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cause I thought they were going to be like marketing it, and I guess they really didn't.
That's so funny.
But, yeah, I mean, it was really cool and it was fun to like meet him. He was like the nicest guy on the planet.
Of course. That's so funny.
Great. He was so cool. He was like, there was like one of my employees like had like her niece and nephew there, and like he was just like playing with them like the whole time.
It was so cute. Yeah. That's funny. Awesome. I'm surprised these stores don't do more stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. They really don't. It's crazy that this is the first I've heard of something like that happening.
Yeah, you would think like
in-store appearance.
They
have,
what is it? Chucky, the new series coming out. Like, why don't they do like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, I probably should have done more stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know, like, one of the owners, he just spent a lot of money on a lot of stuff. he spent, like, an insane amount of money to get Elvira at his store.
Oh, wow.
No way. Wow. That's cool, though.
He was out on the West Coast somewhere, like California or Seattle or something. Yeah, I know. Like, I know other than that and, like, you know, Kane Hodder coming in. Yeah, I don't really, like, remember too many Halloween stores doing too much stuff like that. I guess, like, you know, Spirit being such a large company, and it's like, you know, you probably, if you have some, if you're like a horror act or something, like to try to get a hold of anybody there would probably be like impossible.
I'm sure.
You
know?
That's true.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I guess like music stores, they have a lot of bands that show up, and Barnes and Nobles have all these authors show up. So why wouldn't these Halloween stores have these horror actors and stuff? Yeah.
Spirit Halloween, man, they took over.
That's
it.
Oh, no,
they monopolized everything.
Yep.
But, have you been to any of these conventions since back then? No, yes.
No. Yeah, you have to be, I could probably just like have somebody put me on their list if I wanted to go.
Right.
But you have to technically be in the industry to be able to go.
Yes, yeah.
I had to send them something. I don't think I had to send them much because I had like a bunch of my friends came out to Vegas with me and I just wrote down that they were like the managers. Just, like, put them on there. But I remember I had to send them something to show that like I was in the business, because otherwise I couldn't get into the convention.
So because you and your friends, they had to move from Vegas, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, but now there's this Transworld. I don't know if that was the same one that you went to, but that's like the big thing.
That was it. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was, huh? Wow. Yeah,
we hear such
always wanted
things,
to go to that, man. Yeah,
yes.
I know
yeah.
a lot of people who've been there, and we haven't, and I would love to experience that, because...
Well, you just have to know somebody that's in the business and have them put your name down, because that's literally all I had to do. So.
There you go. So I'm going to show up and I say, and I'll say, I know Neil.
There you go.
It's so funny. But yeah, Transworld is huge. It's big. And we actually went to one. It wasn't Transworld, but it was a haunted house,
like
Halloween. Yeah. Horror convention in Atlantic City. But it wasn't anything like what you guys go to.
Yeah, like the one we went to, that was like the big one. But yeah, I know there's like, I didn't know there's one at AC. That's cool. I know there's like a couple smaller ones they do. Like,
yeah, you know, it was kind of like a traveling thing, and it was like a one time thing, and we checked it out. But
it was cool.
Yeah, for what it was. Yeah. But yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, and I don't know. We would love to somehow, if you get out here, we can hit up a haunted house or something.
Yeah.
If you ever make your way back to the East Coast, well.
Oh, up definitely. North, yeah. We are going to be up in October. I don't know when yet.
Oh, yeah?
I'll definitely let you know.
Have
you guys ever been to Creamy Acres?
Heard of it, but no, never been there.
You guys have to go there. That's probably my favorite. That's probably my favorite.
Really? Okay. I've heard of it,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, so it's good stuff, that one?
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, that's on the list for this year, for sure. Are you coming up north to go to that this year?
I think we're definitely going to go to that.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah,
we're gonna have to talk. We might be meeting you there, whatever day you go.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll let you know if we end up going there.
Okay. Sure. We'll talk, but that's it. I mean, we're definitely going.
Right.
You put that on our list for sure. Yeah. So that'd be cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I don't know, anything else that you want to plug? Anything you have going on that you want people to check out?
Definitely go see my buddy Vinny out in North Brunswick, Halloween Wholesalers. Definitely try to, you know, tell your listeners, support local business.
Yes.
We sure will. Well, if he has a website or something, we'll link that to this episode.
Cool. Yeah, check it out. I think it's HalloweenWholesalersNJ.com.
Okay, cool. Well, check it out and get that on there. Yep. And if you talk to Vinny, if he ever wants to come on and talk about his store, we'd love to have him too.
Cool. I'll let him know.
Definitely, yeah. Any socials you want to plug? Anything that you're out there on that you want people to follow?
Nah.
Funny.
Follow Anything Goes Pod.
Yeah.
You are the man. You're the man. Well, Neil, we really appreciate it. We say all the time, like, hey, listeners, reach out. We want to know that what we do is worth it. And all this time we spend talking and tell ourselves that other people enjoy it. And it really means a lot. It really does. And
oh, yeah, I told you guys already, I love your show. I just love, how natural it is and your banter back and forth. I mean, I laugh every single episode.
Aww, that's great.
That's so great to hear. It really is. And if you ever up here again going to concert, hit me up because I'll, you know, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Busting out Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
You know it.
Oh, wait, I have to ask. What did you think of his 200 thank yous? Did you listen to the 200th episode yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
What did you think of that nonsense?
Oh, I loved it. I was cracking up the whole time. And I think it was your response that was my favorite. You're just like, oh, my God, you still
doing this. Yeah. Do you believe she was reading the emails as I'm thanking you 200 times, Neil?
I was like, there's no way people could have enjoyed that. And then I'm like, but it's pretty impressive that you actually said it 200 times. So
it was 200. I went back and counted. It was.
Oh, goodness.
It was. That's so funny.
Okay, I had to ask that.
All right, so one other really important question. I know you're out there in Florida. Any connection to Tom Brady out there?
Tom Brady? Oh, yeah, we hang out all the time.
Well, if Tom Brady's ever in the business to buy Halloween stuff, I'm going to send him your way.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, yes, that's really it. We appreciate it. Really enjoyed it. So it was fun.
It was
cool to get this side of it because we talked to a lot of haunted house owners and actors and stuff, and we never heard this side of the business, and we're really interested in it. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad I got shared. Like I said, it was fun. It was fun kind of reminiscing because I haven't really thought about that stuff. I really haven't thought that I met Kane Hodder. I haven't really thought about that.
That's so funny.
It was cool.
Do you have any pictures of any of your stores?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I definitely do.
Send some over and we'll put it up with this episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely. I remember I put a whole album on Facebook.
Cool.
Nice. When Kane Hodder did. So, yeah, I'll pick a couple good pictures and I'll send them over to you.
Yes.
All right. Cool. All right, Neil. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And thanks for listening, really. It means a lot. It really does. Of course. So,
I love it. Keep at it.
Awesome. We'll do. You know it. Every Friday.
That's right.
All right. Well, have a good one, and we will talk soon.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.